From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. A deadline is looming in the global textile market. A decades-old quota system that tightly regulates trade in textiles and apparel expires January 1st. Developing countries once looked forward to this. They hoped to expand their exports to the U.S. and Europe. But now many are dreading it. They're worried that China will ramp up production, drive down prices, and take over the global market. China is trying to soothe these fears, as NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports.
Beijing has announced it will slap a tax on its own exports of textiles and apparel beginning next year. A government spokesman says this is part of a string of measures China will take to ensure a smooth transition to a quota-free market. The duties will be based on the volume of exports rather than the value, to encourage Chinese manufacturers to focus on higher-end merchandise. The European Union welcomed China's announcement, but the U.S. government responded cautiously, saying China has yet to provide critical details. One detail that's missing is how steep China's export tariffs will be. Lloyd Wood, a spokesman for the American Manufacturing Trade Action Coalition, says China will still be able to undersell the competition and capture up to 70% of the U.S. market.
The key point is, with a 30-40% price advantage or more, and in some categories it's even higher, you know, the tariff is going to have to be at an incredibly high rate for it to be effective. And basically, I don't think that's going to happen.
And Wood says China's producers would still enjoy unfair advantages, an artificially cheap currency, subsidies, and government loans that don't have to be repaid. On the other hand, he says, China is clearly responding to pressure, both from the United States and from other members of the World Trade Organization. Howard Rosen, executive director of the Trade Adjustment Assistance Coalition, says WTO members agreed a decade ago that the quotas should end.
But yet it's frightening everyone to think that we're just going to have a free-for-all and China's just going to take over the market. We tend to focus on the United States and Europe. But we've got countries like Bangladesh and Pakistan, Costa Rica, Poland, Hungary. All of these countries face the prospect of losing hundreds of thousands of workers. And it's not clear that, you know, it's in our interest for both political stability and economic stability to have these countries go through that kind of disruption.
Trade groups representing many American manufacturers hope the U.S. will act on its own to protect them. They've asked the government to impose new quotas on China called safeguards, which would limit the growth of Chinese imports of cotton trousers, knit and woven shirts, underwear, and other items to 7.5% each year. Industry spokesman Lloyd Wood says he expects a decision by February. He doesn't believe China's announcement will sway the Bush administration.
I don't think it reduces the pressure on the Bush administration to impose safeguards one iota.
Indeed, the Bush administration appears to be listening to warnings about job losses both in the U.S. and abroad and taking them seriously. Just after China announced its new export taxes, the Commerce Department agreed to consider a new safeguard petition to curb imports of Chinese knit fabric. And it announced that countries that jumped the gun and exceeded their 2004 quotas would be penalized. Containers of excess goods will be embargoed until February. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.